The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's show is brought to you in part by PuroTrader. PuroTrader is like one of those travel sites that searches the web for the best deals, except instead of flights, you're searching for cigars. From everyday cigars for the casual smoker to the rare sticks for collectors. And it's all in a community setting where you can ask questions and read real reviews. Visit PuroTrader.com and use the promo code MOVIES for a chance to win a day at the Porsche Racing Experience in Los Angeles or Atlanta. PuroTrader.com. Use the code MOVIES and enjoy the show.
Dark haze, candy wrappers, screaming baby, sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to cut in another crowd doing that and then come back to me going, back once again at Flappers in Burbank! That sounded good. Thank you guys for being here. I so appreciate it that you're here for my last show at Flappers. You know, it's all, the location is a big deal. Where'd you guys come in from?
Alhambra.
So Burbank seemed closer than Hollywood, or it's more of a timing thing. Saturday afternoon, you can get out of town. You can't do it on a Tuesday night. Right? Yeah. I wish there was a way that I could get this show to everybody without them having to, you know, miss work or change their schedule. Oh, yeah. It's a podcast. That's how I do it. But thank you for being here in person, you guys. I really appreciate it. What's today's date? It's Saturday, October 12th, 2019. I got my notes in here somewhere. I planned a very exciting show for today. I'm super into not only my guests, but also the games that we're going to play today. I don't know if you guys saw on the internet media. Spilling some of the beans, but it's out there. Oh, are you guys having the... Don't forget to try some flappetizers while you're here. There you go. She's got a nice plate of fries. It's one of the best flappetizers they have here. And that's not a thing. They don't call them flappetizers, but I wish they did. And do we have enough name tags? Do we have 4 or more name tags? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We did it. Only one of you will not get chosen. That's a interesting. Doug plugs, Thursday night, October 17th, I'm doing stand-up at Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis. Woo. Yeah, that's where Wile E. Coyote gets all of his comedy. Next Saturday, October 19th, Douglas Movies returns to the Comedy Cellar at the Rio in Vegas. That's at 4:20, and Saturday, November 9th, Douglas Movies returns to Wise Guys at the Gateway in Salt Lake City. Also 4:20, you see a trend there. For tickets to that show, go to wiseguyscomedy.com. And I want to do some dugouts. I want to do a dugout to all the well-wishers when I got kidney stoned and had to go to the hospital. They were still not absolutely sure that there isn't one inside me right now. Yeah, it's been a real medical mystery, so we'll see what happens. But dug out to Kevin Kraft for filling in for me. Did any of you guys go to that show at UCB?
Yeah.
Didn't he do a great job?
Yeah.
Like his Twitter name is Kevin Kraft Sucks, but he did not suck at filling in. I gave him very little instruction, and he did a great job of replicating the whole format of the show. And so dug out to him, and also I swear I had another one that I was going to do, but maybe that's it. Great. Dug out to you guys. Prize bag. I brought some stuff. I got this. Look at this. It's like a reusable bottle. You can put stuff in, drink it. It's called Swell. Didn't need it sitting on my counter anymore. This, though, I should have hung on to this long enough to read it and then give it away, but I'm just so excited to promote anything that this guy does. I got an advanced copy of John Hodgman's new book, Medallion Status, True Stories from Secret Rooms. I'm already fascinated. This guy makes you laugh and makes you learn shit. He's got Admiral Akbar on the back of the book cover for some reason. So it looks like he's going to see a movie called Naked. So it's going to be an interesting book. And you can pre-order it now or purchase it straight up on October 15th. And he's going to be back on the show soon. In fact, he's booked for the 12 Guests of Christmas in New York. Schedule permitting, of course. A Douglas Movies t-shirt and a Douglas Movies sticker and all the stuff brought by my guest today. If you listen to this show, I would dare say these are three of your favorites, or at least three that you like. Please, please give it up, everybody, for Billy Wayne Davis, Griffin Newman, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Little Logan, formerly Little Wolverine.
Thank you.
He is here. Let me get all this stuff off the chair for you, Griffin. Let's meet them individually. First, let's say hi to Billy Wayne Davis, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for coming.
My friend that's appeared on Dining with Doug and Karen and Getting Doug with High, and he's here now. And, you know, I'm just going to say, I sort of threw you into the lion's den on this one because these guys you're sitting between are serious movie trivia competitors.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm on like a news show where I'm like, oh, I'm the comic relief. That's fine. See?
Wait, a news show with comic relief?
Yeah, you know how they have, you know, some comedian come on MSNBC and sit there for a while. But all those comedians end up becoming real pundits eventually. Like that guy Dino Badala used to be like, let's get a comedian's take on this. And now he's like, that's all he does is have a take on everything. And
it was not funny. I didn't think.
What's that?
Is it funny?
Sometimes, yeah. He still has a little wit in there, but it's, you know, but it's serious.
Like, better
he's not
money
fucking around
without punchline.
Yeah, but you know, there's so much of that now. Where like, you know, whatever side you're on, you can do comedy on their news shows, and it only has to be a little bit funny to qualify as comedy, because like you're saying, it is a news show after all.
I just follow Lester Holt. Like, hey,
That was the thing. Like, there was that brief moment where Brian Williams was America's favorite comedian before he became America's favorite liar.
Yeah.
He had that window where people were like, he's so funny.
He's so hilarious for a newsman.
He doesn't even need to be doing news.
He's the Tom Hanks of newsmen.
Watch him tell jokes.
Well, and he gets in trouble.
John Stewart would come back like he's Walter Cronkite. People were like, I wish he would just come tell us how things would be. And like, he would just say they're bad. That's how.
The president is dead. That's the kind of shit he would say. John Stewart never got to deliver that news. But also joining us on the panel and excited to be going head-to-head with Sam Levine and Billy Wayne, it's Griffin Newman, everybody.
Has Sam filled you in on any of the epic and thoroughly exciting backstory to this day?
I don't think so.
Great. So you texted me today and said, do you think you could do Leonard Maltin game? Do you think you could handle it against Sam? Spoilers.
I did.
And what you didn't know was, Sam and I met like 6 years ago.
It's true.
We were auditioning for the same role on a network sitcom. And it's that terrible thing where you're in a room with like four other people who look like you. And everyone's stressed out because they're doing the math on how differently their life would look for the next 8 months, depending on whether or not they get that job. And I broke the silence by saying, Sam, I'm sorry to bother you. I just want you to know my biggest career goal is to defeat you in the Leonard Maltin game someday. So we started talking in a room where everyone else was just watching us.
That's correct.
Sweating. We started quizzing each other. And then about a year after that, Sam brought me to a show to meet you to try to introduce me as a potential guest, which did not work. And this has been my like outstanding dream in life since
That's
then.
That's wild, because anytime Sam brings me somebody, they come right in. Like he came to me, he goes, do you want Leonard Maltin? I was like, yeah, okay, let's give that guy a try.
I thought I was going to get the Leonard Maltin bump in the Leonard Maltin game, but it took longer, apparently. I didn't have that sort of nepotism working for me.
Yeah.
I guess it's not nepotism if it's you.
You're powerful in this town if you know the Maltins.
If you know the Maltins, they run everything. Yeah,
they're big. Like I was about to cut Sam loose when he brought the Maltins into my life, and now I can never let him go because that's the greatest thing that anybody's ever done for me. okay, so thank you for being here, and I'm glad. And, you know, I'm excited about this. This matchup, just because, you know, it just really looks good in print to say that it's Moth Boy versus Little Logan. And
yeah.
Little Logan, of course, is Mr. Sam Levine.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Doug.
What's up, dude? What? Oh, shit. Oh, it's just my phone. Yeah. So what... What is your latest thing you've been working on? Are you shooting anything?
I am. I'm shooting the DC Daily Show still for DC Universe. Hey, not just one guy clapping, but literally one clap. That was...
There's a lot of passion, though. He was like, yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah, plus the listeners probably won't even hear that one.
Right. I've been shooting that a lot, and then I've been on the road a lot. Last night, I was in Austin, Texas. Yeah, you were correct to woo.
And the same person who gave DC Daily one clap gave a full woo to Austin, Texas.
Yep. He's correct in all of his assessment.
That's my agent, and I bring him with me at every show. And we did a fun screening there of a movie, but I'll save that movie for the next round of questions. It was a very late night, and then I... tried to sleep in an airport, didn't work out, and then I flew home, and I've been up for 2 days.
What part of the airport did you try to sleep in?
The outer area. I couldn't because security was closed at that hour.
Oh, I've been there.
The wrong part, I think, to sleep in.
Yeah. You just feel like, I'm going to get in trouble for being here.
No, this is actually really, there were so many people sleeping in the airport, in the outer area. And very few
were
of
they
them...
filming the Terminal Part 2?
The Tuminal?
Yeah. Yes. Terminals. but it was it's been an interesting few days. Is the point.
That'd be kind of fun, like a whole family living in an airport.
Yeah.
They all have to run around and hide all the time, figure out disguises. okay, so I think you can hide in a hospital for forever. Billy Wayne Davis was talking backstage about how if you just act like you know where you're going, they'll let you go anywhere in a hospital.
Yeah.
I think they put those little 90s on you, those little hospital gowns they make you wear. I think that's just so that anybody wandering down the hallway in one, they just know, oh, that person, I need to get them to go back to their room. You know, like they know where do you think you're going?
If you can see someone's butt, they're in the wrong place. They're heading in the wrong direction.
You're like, hey, what are you up to, ass cheeks?
I went to the hospital in gym shorts, so I just wore those the whole time, and I never had to reveal my butt to everybody.
And did you tell them, listen, I'm supposed to be in surgery right now. I need to scrub in. Which floor is that? And we're just like, well, he's not in a gown. So he must be a doctor.
You're like, oh, there's Captain Sweatpants.
Yep.
I did have to wear the gown. That covers up the top part.
Oh, you did have to wear the gown.
Gym shorts were on the bottom. I'm just saying my butt wasn't exposed.
I see. I misunderstood.
Okay. Forgot to show that I'm giving one of these away today. My friend Brox Brown made a beautiful poster for Doug Loves Scary Movies coming up soon in Denver, San Francisco, and Sacramento.
Yeah.
And I'll be selling those at those shows, but one of them goes in the prize bag today, or near the prize bag, so I don't want to bend it. What do you got for the prize bag, Sam?
Oh! Well, I got two things. The first is a trilogy.
I like it already.
This would be the complete Indiana Jones on DVD.
Wow.
And and it's got the bonus materials disc in there too, courtesy of my girlfriend. And here's the thing. People are like, oh, physical media. But the DVDs are wonderful because of all the extra features. We don't get those when you download something. So enjoy these. And also people are like, I want to watch The Last Crusade, but I don't want to spend $3 renting it on iTunes. Boom, now it's yours for free. One person.
Yeah. That person is out there.
And this...
I'm sure there's somebody that's dying to see Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Sure, that's not in there.
And that's not even an option.
That was
Yep, it was very nice of the makers of that DVD.
I love that this collection has four discs. They could have put it in there.
I think they made this before Crystal Skull, but...
Crystal Skull.
Yeah.
I like the thing.
Do you remember those days? The whole world changed when Crystal Skull came out.
It was a simpler time.
We only have this.
And then the second thing I have for the prize bag for the first time in a long time is an actual real prize for me. It is the 10th anniversary Blu-ray edition of Inglourious Bastards, which I signed.
Yay! Yeah. Did you sign it twice because you played two parts?
I did not. I should have.
Yeah. Aw. That's a great stuff for the bag. You show off.
Yeah,
he's got to win at everything. That's Sam Levine. Pass that down. Yeah. Tell me what you got, Billy.
Not that.
Well, we could say one of these is from you.
Okay, don't.
Yeah, so we'll edit it later. Oh, Billy, you brought the whole box set of Indiana Jones?
And I left out the Crystal Skull.
Good job. That's smart. Yeah. You know, there's not enough bonus material these days. I'm so excited someone's going to get some bonus material. What do you really bring, though?
I brought a Weed Maps hat.
Nice.
It's a good hat. I just have a lot of hats.
It's a stylish looking hat, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good hat.
I like it.
It's a good service. And this a guy gave me after a festival in Bloomington, Indiana. And he was like, I usually keep pistols in it, but you can't carry a pistol back to California. And I was like, you're right about that. But there was a switchblade in it, and I couldn't carry that back either. So there's a switchblade in room 402 of the Hampton Inn, Bloomington. But there's just a goodie bag. There's like a pipe. Also, there was two loaded dice in this bag with the switch. I'm not making any of this up. He just liked what I did. And he's like, I got a
Here's a go bag for you. Yeah, some essentials.
Yeah.
You're out there in the streets, some loaded dice are going to really do you good.
And here's a tip. You can't turn that down. That's more dangerous.
Pull a gun out on somebody and go, let's play dice.
Yeah, he already told you that I usually keep guns in this. Here, take this knife.
It's a nice little misdemeanor kit he gave you between the gambling devices.
A knife and loaded dice. Did you think you were going to Branson?
It was like a Little Rascals version of like, now you're a man.
It feels like stuff that he just needed to get a new set of prints on.
And I've passed it along. Yeah, there's a Pokemon card.
It's
dangerous.
Is that thing bottomless? How many things are in there?
There's
some papers, and then the pipe, and then a lighter, and
morning
some,
after pill.
No, that is electrolytes.
Oh,
electrolytes.
I got confused.
So you gotta stay hydrated. It doesn't work great.
Yeah, the zipper doesn't pull across very well. But yeah, pass those down.
Yeah,
Thank you for bringing that amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. And Griffin, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm excited to say that my items went up in value in the last 45 minutes since I bought them.
What?
I will explain in a moment. I bought two volumes of the Tick comic book and trade paperback.
Yay!
The thing that inspired the show I was on that is very canceled. So thoroughly canceled. It's the thing that's fun about this new modern TV climate is after your show gets canceled, you have to go through the rigmarole of trying to get someone to uncancel it. So then when that fails, you're like, I'm double canceled.
Right, hey, we're sure about that.
Yeah, we know for a fact.
I keep checking in, making sure that my shows are still canceled for the rest of my life, because
you never know
when they might go, hey, let's do
they
that again.
Sometimes they don't call you, they just do it.
What?
And
I think that's unnatural, and I think it should be illegal to be able to uncancel a show without the permission of the people involved.
There's a lot of stuff that should be illegal. That they did.
Loaded dice, yeah, should be illegal.
How much money do you think Netflix gave to AMC so that the words AMC have nothing to do with the Breaking Bad movie, like it wasn't their show to begin with?
Like enough money that we wouldn't understand what to do with it.
I almost thought you were going to say we wouldn't understand the number.
No,
it's such a high number. Oh my God, there's more than one comma in this number.
Yeah. If it showed up in our bank account, I'd be like, well, this is bad.
Do you know what the insane thing is? The terms of that deal were, Netflix and AMC are going to split it. It's going to be on Netflix for 6 months, and then it will air once on AMC. That was how they settled that.
And then they put the gun back in their pocket.
Yeah.
Right, deal.
The thing I wanted to say, though, is that one of these two volumes, Karma Tornado, which was the second arc ever written for The Tick, was written by a man, Chris McCullough, who is here in the audience tonight.
What?
Much to my pleasant surprise, I had no idea. So I was going to sign these and devalue them, but also perhaps he can sign them now, and he is the man who actually is responsible for
that. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whoever wins today. Yeah. Just track him down and make him do it.
I won't tell you who he is in this audience. It's a game of chance.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, okay.
You have to guess which
just
member of the audience
everybody.
Wrote this book.
Yeah.
Who
but it's definitely, it's a
looks
he. What's
least
the gender
employed.
Program?
It's a he. He identifies as male.
That's the best writer.
Right, yeah.
Like, who smells? Like, that's the best guy in the room.
All right, so Sam alluded, or somebody did.
Yeah,
did. Sam did. Yeah, that he already knows it. I'm going to ask, what was the last movie you saw?
It was, in fact, Inglourious Basterds, which I watched last night with a full crowd, a full packed house in Austin at the Draft House.
How'd you do?
I think I did okay.
Did you do good in that version?
I think
version?
I did all right. I did all right in this version, yeah.
Did you watch it?
We still killed Nazis in this version.
I hope I do good in this performance.
They didn't show the version where we lose.
Just every now and then you're like, shit.
I know it's out there. But yeah, we did that with a screening and then a lengthy Q&A, and the crowd was wonderful, and it was sponsored by Wizard World, the convention company I do all those conventions with.
How lengthy?
Lengthy?
Did you say it was a lengthy Q&A?
Yeah, it was over 30 minutes.
That is lengthy.
That is
lengthy.
That's a girthy Q&A.
It was the girthiest of Q&As.
How long is, what time does Inglourious Basterds clock in at? How long is that one?
I think it's about 2 hours and 40 some odd minutes.
Good Lord, really?
Yeah.
I never thought of that as a long one. Is it just so fast-paced and exciting that it doesn't seem that long?
That's correct.
Holy shit. Because I didn't. Yeah. I would have guessed that this one now is the first one he's ever done that's more than 230.
No, I think Bastards is over 230.
Other than Grindhouse.
I mean, honestly, I don't know. I slept through most of it. But
those chairs are so comfortable there.
They were too comfortable.
Eat some fucking queso, have a drink, and then...
No.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
No.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think it's over 230, if I had to guess.
And people were still like, I gotta ask this question. 3 hours in, they're like, I gotta... Hold on.
Yeah, I mean, I was really blown away. Like when we introed the movie, and we asked how many people are seeing this for the first time, and only like 6 people out of a full theater had never seen it.
I like to think they didn't know you guys were going to be there too. They're like, "Why are these guys here?
Yeah,
what are they talking? Just start the movie."
The best part was that I was like,
"Oh, those guys were in the movie."
Point out at the beginning of the movie what Doug, you talked about earlier, that I play a second role in the movie, Hitler's portrait painter. And so I pointed it out ahead of time, so they were all looking for it, and it was a real special treat for me. And it happened, and the whole audience was very excited that they knew who the extra in the background was.
Oh boy, yeah, that is so fun when that happens.
Yeah.
I've had that pleasure, because I was, you know, an extra in a bunch of things, and
sure.
Lately I've been making people watch them.
Oh, yeah.
So I can... really bathe in the glory of being an extra. Billy Wayne.
Yes.
Same question. Last motion picture you viewed?
Sound and Fury. I went to the ArcLight to watch Sturgill Simpson's anime.
Yeah.
And it was fucking insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Sound and Fury.
Yeah.
Sturgill Simpson.
Simpson.
And he's a musician.
Yeah.
And he animated it, or he hired people to animate it?
I think he hired people.
Yeah, he got some animation company.
I'm even more impressed with what they did.
And it's like psychedelic, you're saying, or just...
It's an anime. He went to Japan and had...
With violence?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of
violence.
Oh, animity.
I'm in. Anime without violence, I don't have time for that. But if it's got violence, I'm down.
Oh, it's like the whole story. And then like his record is playing underneath the whole thing.
Wow.
And then... Yeah, it's pretty dope. I think it's on Netflix now.
Oh, okay.
But I watched it on the big thing, and like it ended, and you know how people like at the end of those things, people are like, "Wow, the first showing." Everybody was just like, "What the fuck?" It was cool. Yeah. And then people like slowly clap because they're like, "What happened?" It was a neat moment.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah.
Glorious Bastards, not so much.
2 hours 33 minutes.
233, okay. And you know that end credits is probably like 7.
Yeah, it probably adds
5 at least.
Yeah.
Because he likes to do the shots of all the actors.
Not in this one, I don't think.
Oh, really? You didn't get 2 little moments in the end credits?
No, I don't think so.
But were you listed in the credits as being the painter?
No.
Oh, that's even cooler.
Did they pay you double?
He was just there.
I worked out a separate deal.
You got a little bump though?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You probably got an extra 10.
You know, SAG's a real pain in the ass with that kind of thing, Griffin. You gotta work something else out.
All right, Griffin, what was the last movie you saw?
I went to see Dracula last night.
Which one?
The Bela Lugosi one.
Ooh.
I'm just here.
Talk about scary movies.
Chilling to my very core. No one told me this man's a vampire. I was taken aback. No, he was playing at the Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo. And I'm here for a couple days, and I want to see a movie because that's what I do when I go to another city. I go see a movie by myself. And
Eight?
I saw that was playing, which was fun. Because they had like a whole organ and everything. That's not a silent movie. But a man just played 30 minutes on an organ before the movie. And then they screened Dracula. And it felt pretty ideal.
Yeah, they used to have an organist play before every show at the Castro Theater in San Francisco, and so it was fun when I do my Benson movie interruption to some dumbass movie, you know, some Twilight movie, but before the guy would just be like going to town on the organ and entertaining the crowd, and then it just, you know, lowers into the stage, and then
yeah.
I do my thing, but they stopped doing it for some reason, maybe it was too corny, or I don't know.
It's quite a thing.
That's what I do every night, Doug. I go to town on that organ.
Yeah.
And then you lower
so,
it to the stage.
I wish you'd lower to the stage right now. So then, long story short, they don't do it anymore, and I'm sad. Next question. Dracula, you said it's chilling. It feels like something that holds up, or is it more of a curio?
No, I think it holds up. I had seen it on a small screen before. Watching in a theater with people, that's quite a good performance.
Especially after getting whipped up by that organ player.
Oh, man, I was in a frenzy.
Yeah, you know, you're really excited for the
cinema.
People
were losing their fight. We were tearing up the seat cushions.
Yeah.
No, it's one of those things where, like, you know, it's a very heightened movie, and it's an old-fashioned movie, and it's not scary in the way that we think of movies being scary today. Because now movies have scares, and back then it was just like, this idea is frightening! Like, they have a conversation.
That man slowly approaching might be a problem.
There's very little of that, though. It's even more just like, I have to tell you something. This man might be a vampire. And you're like, that's the moment when people used to scream. When it was introduced as
an
abstract.
At least gasp.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And you can always see him coming. It's always like a very wide shot, and he starts all the way in the back corner, and you can kind of set your watch to it. You know his basic speed and rhythm. You know his moves. Tends to be the biting. But that Bela Lugosi is a pretty compelling screen presence.
Does he bite anybody else? Does he bite anywhere else on anybody's body in the movie, or is it always the neck?
Just the neck. And in fact, that's how they get him. It's like his trademark, like a serial killer.
Oh, so they have like a fake neck set up and he goes in there.
No, it's
they got a neck sting going
then,
on.
And then Chris Hansen is in the next room. Hey, why don't you have a seat?
Yeah, like, how's that neck taste?
It's a neck covered in super glue, so he just gets stuck to it.
It is funny.
Gotcha! It's in the bag. You got some gauze there?
They keep on in the movie, someone will find a neck and be like, I think this might be Dracula. There are like four different incidents in the movie where someone's like, let me just check here, 1, 2 bite marks. Yeah, I gotta tell you, bad news, I think this might be a Dracula.
This sounds like a lot of fun.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a lot of fun for you. I didn't finish my sentence, but but I think we should all give it a try. Who's in? Yeah. I have a follow-up question, if you don't mind.
Please.
What's your favorite, since you go to a movie by yourself every time you're in L.A., what's your favorite place?
Anytime I'm anywhere, but yes.
I get it. That's why I extrapolated it to L.A.,
because
it is a place.
Sure.
And every time you're here, you go to see a movie alone, but do you have a favorite theater?
In the
L.A. basin, as we like to call
question.
It.
Question. You know, I don't drive, and when I used to come out here in the pre-rideshare days, I'd be trying to do auditions and stuff, and I'd set those appointments like 4 or 5 hours apart, so I'd have time to literally walk from audition to audition or take the bus. So I would show up to everything like drenched in sweat, and they'd ask me if I needed parking validated, and I was like, does it look like I need parking validated? And then I proceeded to give great auditions that never booked me roles. But
like the wet guy.
Yeah, that guy. I went in for, I think it was the Scream TV show, and they told me I seemed too scared. They were like, can you calm down? And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just really amped up. I walked, and they were like, from where? And I was like, Santa Monica. And they were like, sir, this is Burbank.
They were looking for Jamie Kennedy energy.
Yes, right. And I was giving a full Renfield energy.
Or what's the other guy? Matthew Lillard.
Sure. They wanted
Skeet.
A chill dude, Skeet. So very often when I see a movie by myself, it used to be like, an audition gets canceled, and now I have a longer chunk of time to kill, so what's the closest theater? I do like the Arclight a lot.
Okay, I was going to say.
That's my short answer.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go.
Arclight is cool, and you can go, you know, they're all over the place too
yes.
now. But it sounds like you went to hell and back to see Dracula. That place isn't close.
It's close to where I'm staying because I'm staying at a bad hotel.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, not to brag, but...
Did you book the hotel to be near the theater to see Dracula?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so very convenient for that one night, less so for the rest of the week.
Okay. Well, this is the part where I say turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! I've prepared three games, and this is a mystery which ones it's going to be. So just hang in there, and you'll find out as we go along. And one of these, just a little tease, keep you interested. One of these is a new game.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Sam loves a new game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Sam loves a game where there's no time to figure out the strategy.
No time.
You just got to jump in blindly.
Do it on the fly.
Like a ridiculous fool.
No. I hope it's called Name the Cast of 1931's Dracula.
How many Dracula people can you name, Sam?
From the 1931?
Yeah, Bela Lugosi. Yeah. Who was the lady? What are you looking over there for?
My girlfriend is also a movie buff.
Right, but you kind of looked at that lady who shrugged because she thought you were going to her.
She's
like, I don't fucking know, Sam. Don't look over there.
She's just trying to eat her appetizers.
Yeah. A plate of tater tots it's the most appetizing bowl of tater tots I've ever seen in my life. No, I'm fine, thank you. I just want to admire it.
They do look great.
They really do.
It's like a Sonic.
That's probably one of my favorite flappetizers. Okay, I forgot what was happening, so let's move on.
Okay.
This first game.
Oh, wait, do we have to pick name tags?
Oh, good call. You've got so many to choose from. This is going to be real tough for you guys.
You're on there,
Sam. Yeah, oh, there you go. You're on that one. But we'll go to a break while these guys work it out amongst these very few name tags. Who's going to be played for? We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. Just want to take a second to mention that Doug Loves Movies will be at the Miami Improv for the first time ever on Saturday, November 23rd at 4:20. So please come out to that. Lots of shows coming up, and all the deets, of course, are at DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah, caca, etc. Back to the show!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. Sam, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for The Life Aquatic with Steve Z-Sam. Z-Sam.
Z-Sam.
Z-Sam. Also Sam.
Yeah, and just he held one it up and said, I've got you're on it. And
yep.
That drew you to it?
Yep, I'm on that one.
Like a moth to
That's
a flame.
That's how I do it.
Like a moth boy to a movie trivia competition. Billy, who are you playing for?
Insidious.
And the guy's name is Sid?
Sid.
Girl, the lady's name is Sid. Sydney.
Sydney's here.
Not Sydney.
Just Sid?
It's really long. It's an Indian name.
Oh, an Indian name, and you just took three letters that are in it?
Well, everybody calls
me Sid. Oh, okay.
That's and
yes. Well, thank you, Sid, for making the Insidious poster. And this one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I feel like an asshole because there's a gentleman here right front and center with a really well done full poster where he placed your face over most of the cast of Alexander in the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. And my instinct was.
That's a great title for Live, Die, Repeat.
I'm also
right.
A Patreon subscriber of yours.
Oh, he's a Patreon subscriber of Griffin Newman.
Fuck.
And he picks this piece of shit. Give me this. I'll take care of this.
Okay.
Take his name tag. So that guy. Fuck that guy who just wrote Nate on a piece of. on a flapper's.
He wrote Nate, and then underneath it.
Request card.
In parentheses, he wrote LOL. And that won
but
me over.
Though, but good, no, good but try, Nate. Well, I appreciate your spirit. Yes.
I am playing attempt. For Alec, of course, one of my best friends, and the titular star of Alec Ander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, which otherwise stars Doug Benson in every other
role. I look great in this movie.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
I really am pulling off all these characters. Yeah. Beautifully. I don't know what that green shit I'm eating is when it, the baby version of me, but all the others. And Alec looks good too. This is good job, Alec.
Thank you, Alec.
Yeah.
I always believed in you.
I'll try not to step on it when I get off the stool.
The tagline for that movie is "One day can change everything."
Yep, I believe I've used that tagline in the game. Whose tagline is it anyway?
That is weirdly
and nobody
obvious.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. They, taglines are awful most of the time.
Yes.
There's like, when you say to somebody, name five good ones, they, you know, they tap at just when you think it's safe to get back in the water after they say in space no one can hear you
those
scream.
Are the two. Yeah.
And no, the number one?
The number one?
Is, do you know what, Sam?
I don't.
The I number don't one? I don't today. Either. It's probably one of those other two.
I'll tell you what I recently have come around to. My podcast co-host, David Sims, alerted me to the fact, and now I think this is the best tagline. The tagline for Lethal Weapon 2 is, the magic is back, which is weird, but where it really achieves transcendence is the tagline for Lethal Weapon 3 is, the magic is back again. It's a dot, 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 again.
Here it comes again.
The magic is back
they
again.
They just keep recreating the magic
yes.
of Lethal Weapon.
They're too
like,
magical.
No review in the world calls that movie magical.
No. What a weird word to self-describe. Well, of course, you know that thing, the magic between these two guys is back.
Well,
again.
They don't want to say the chemistry is back
right.
because then people think it's about learning.
Totally. And I guess other...
I'm sure that conversation happened.
Yes.
We can't use the word chemistry on a stupid Lethal Weapon poster.
Right.
Okay. Here we go, you guys. This first game is something called... Oh, I just mentioned it. Let's play Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Woo! All right. You guys know how this works. I'll say the title of an actual movie, slowly. And the first person who gets the full and correct title that I am looking for, not some other movie, the one I want, that person wins. Come on, everybody, here we go. A Nightmare.
On Elm Street.
Before Christmas.
A
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare.
Part 2.
On Elm.
A Nightmare on Elm Street, Part 3.
Street.
Dream Warriors.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge.
That's it! Oh. Freddy's Revenge! Happy October, everybody. Come see scary movies. Doug loves scary movies. Exciting thing about Freddy's Revenge is that you know that infamous scene where Freddy strips a man down and murders him in the showers of the next to the gymnasium because he's the high school gym coach that's fairly abusive, so Freddy thinks it's funny to really, really fuck with him.
Yeah.
I was his stand-in.
Uh-huh.
And that's my butt. I'm just kidding. That's not my butt. That's the real guy's butt. But it's my hands and wrists when his hands and wrists are being
really?
Because they sent him home for the day after smacking his ass with a towel that flew through the air magically. Because you don't see Freddy doing it. It's just
right.
a towel just smacking
right.
him in the ass. So he got to go home, and I had to do the part. So it's my hands.
Oh, wow.
A much younger man's hands, I should say, but nobody gives a shit. Great story, Doug. Next game.
I liked it.
I liked it, too.
Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah.
You do not get to go first in this game. Billy, you also do not get to go first.
Okay.
Griffin won that last game.
Yes.
So he's going to start us off.
Okay.
And this thing is called... I swiped it from The Price is Right. It's called More or Less.
Hmm.
I'll go to each panelist one at a time. I'll name a movie and a dollar amount. And you tell me if that movie grossed more or less.
This is North American domestic box office.
According to boxofficemojo.com.
Thank you.
God, you're really a man after my own heart, Sam. I just, I got jitters hearing you. So I was, oh my God, what a dreamboat. Unadjusted, domestic.
Not adjusted for inflation. Right. And as Sam said, not worldwide.
Okay.
Just in North America, which includes our friends in Canada. Oh, also spay and neuter your pets.
Thank you, Bob.
Griffin, you're first, so you get this movie all to yourself. And and when you get one wrong, then you're out. So
okay.
I hopefully have enough of these.
Okay.
Griffin, the motion picture is called Batman. And just to make it a little more specific, it's from 1989.
Okay.
Domestic. I'm just repeating this one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Not adjusted for inflation.
Unadjusted final domestic growth.
$230 million. More or less?
I'm going to say more, Doug.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is more. It grossed $251 million.
That was my guess.
Huh? Really?
I was gonna throw it out there, but 251 I thought was... It felt right.
Okay. Well, good for you. You're still in this.
Okay.
Yeah. Billy, you ready?
Sure.
The motion picture is called Batman and Robin. $115 million. More or less?
Less. Than that.
That is correct. It was less. It grossed $107 million, which is about $105 million too much.
Yes.
In my estimation of that film. But I will watch parts of it on cable because it is fascinating how wrong they got it. You ready, Sam?
If you're going to give me the red balloon, aren't you?
You know, sometimes the twist comes on the third one, but maybe this time I'll stay more on point.
Okay.
And make you tell me whether you think it's more or less the gross of a motion picture called Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe Justice began when those two started fighting.
Well, it didn't begin, it just dawned.
It was just dawning on people?
It was just starting to dawn on people.
Oh, justice.
Oh. That's a good idea.
Oh.
Why not?
Got it.
$320 million, Sam.
Oh.
Indeed. Yeah.
I'm going to say more.
That is correct.
Wow.
You guys are good at this.
You guys are just watching anything out there.
So like 325.
And it was by a small margin. Yeah, it made 330.
Wow.
330 okay. million. Wow.
Trying to
that
trick
is
you.
Speaking of something making too much. All right. This movie made, I'm not going to say. I'm not gonna throw
That's
that,
the opposite.
I'm not going to throw that out there.
What do you want
to say? Griffin,
mm-hmm.
The motion picture is called The Dark Knight.
Mm.
And the number is $575 million.
Can I say less, Douglas?
That's what you're going to say?
I'm going to say less.
Well, you know what?
What?
I'm impressed. Because it's less.
Wow.
Can I take a guess?
Oh, please.
532?
You motherfucker. 533.
Whoa. Weird.
So how the hell? How is this happening? All right, we got time for this. This is a very suspenseful game, I hope. And I appreciate this audience not yelling out higher and lower like this is Price is Right. I'm afraid that will happen someday, especially now. Why did I bring it up? Okay. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, Billy. Oh, Billy, Billy, Billy.
I feel like I might as well just say what I'm going to guess now.
You could go. You could if you,
you might as well get some clues before deciding
yeah, no,
to
but
guess.
Just, that's how educated it's going to be, probably.
If you want to say "Oh, Billy," you can either go Ted Knight from Caddyshack, or
right.
Or I like to go the girlfriend from Midnight Express.
That's darker.
Oh, Billy. She's very upset, guys.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant moment at all. And all sorry, right. I'm sorry Sam brought it up.
Okay, it also happens to be a
Sam
table
mentioned
gun.
Something nobody has ever seen.
Totally different movies.
But do Ted Knight, though.
In case oh, Billy, 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 Billy,
Billy. That's good. Put me to sleep.
You'll get nothing and like it. All right, so, Billy, did I tell you the movie yet?
Nope.
The Lego Batman movie.
Nope.
$160 million, more or less?
More.
It is more, because I'm in it.
Ah. Yes.
I'm not going to be in some stupid $160 million movie. I go all the way to 175, baby. All right. I never use baby, and it's for good reason. Sam?
Yep.
Blank Man. The motion picture is Blank.
Oh, you're the
man.
Worst.
Yes, I played myself on the program with the same name. You're the worst. $11 million. $11 million, Sam.
Oh, boy. $11 million.
You just made me realize. I never knew why they asked me to be on You're the Worst. Now I know. It's because I am indeed the worst.
Doug, I'm going to say less.
Less than $11 million?
Yeah, that movie was an absolute bomb, and it came out in a day when tickets cost $4.50. I'll bet it made 9 or 10.
It made $7.9 million. Sam is still in it. I'm going to have to bust out a tiebreaker on your asses, because you guys are all
thank you for giving me the ones with the absolute smallest margin.
Hey, man, do you think I decide where you're going to sit before you come out here? Griffin?
Mm-hmm.
Batman, : The Killing Joke.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Because this was one of those, mostly a direct-to-video film that I believe got a...
Popular,
a little
hey?
Run. Popular, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
$17 million.
Gonna say less.
That is correct. Way less. You knew how lightly distributed it was. $3.7 million.
That's even higher than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for them.
That's where I was afraid that you were gonna say one. And I wouldn't have known. Okay.
That's still a lot of people.
Yeah.
For being honest.
The interesting thing about this game now, I'm thinking, is like, when I get a bunch of dummies up here, are they going to be able to do as well at it, or is it going to be too hard for them?
I'm pretty dumb, and I'm having a good time with it.
Killing it, yeah.
No.
I guess, yeah, there's two ways to guess, but yeah. you guys really are destroying
it. It's a true-false thing.
Maybe it's one of those games where I just, you know, I tip it too much with my voice.
In terms of score, we're all doing equally well right now, the three of us.
Yeah, but I think the difficulty of quite, like, if he just said Blank Man to me, I'd have been like, I don't fucking know.
You don't know what that is?
No, I didn't know.
Damon Wayans was a...
Oh, is that what it was?
Was it a superhero, but it's just a guy in like his jammies and a kid.
I do remember. He did the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. Never mind. I just blacked it out.
Unfortunate choice of words. Billy, this is also going to be unfortunate for you because it's an interesting one. the motion picture Mommy Dearest.
Okay.
Yeah, $42 million.
I'm going to say more.
Finally, I get to kick somebody out of this game.
Damn it.
It made less. It was like a sensation in terms of everybody knowing about it and saying no more wire hangers, but at the box office, it only made $19 million, which also wasn't a terrible gross at that time, but... $4 tickets, as Sam pointed out.
A little less than three blank mans, yeah.
So that leaves us with Sam and Griffin. Do you think, Sam, that going first is an advantage in the Leonard Maltin game? Do you find
Oh, it's a huge advantage.
Yeah, you find that to be the power position.
Yes, as opposed to last man stand, where it's a distinct disadvantage to go first.
I wouldn't say distinct, because you can name a movie that's like clearly going to be named later and get it out.
I'm happy to switch positions. I'll play by deal or no deal rules in which exchange the case if you want.
What does that mean?
In deal or no deal, when it comes down to the final case and you've been banking on this one case you've had the whole time, they say, if you want, you can just swap it.
But what are you planning to swap here?
Chairs.
It's not happening yet. I'm aware.
I'm just saying. I'm setting up a narrative.
So you're suggesting that if you win the right to go first in Leonard Maltin game, you would let me pick first instead, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. I cannot abide by that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not right.
Okay. Yeah, and
don't show up here with your own rules.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just trying.
Don't walk in and go, "Hey, Alex Trebek, this whole question thing. Why don't we flip it?"
Trying to ratchet
time. Make the answer an answer.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, mathematically speaking, you're always supposed to switch the case.
Really?
Yes.
What a good show.
What do you mean, mathematically speaking?
It's a thing that this is going to get so boring, so I'll say it in 10 seconds.
Cool.
Statisticians talk about it. It's called the Monty Hall Conundrum. If you start with 30 cases, every case has a 1 in 30 chance of having $1 million.
Okay.
If you mathematically eliminate every case that isn't there, and you know one case has it and one case doesn't, one case that you pulled with 1 in 30 odds, the other case doesn't have 1 in 30 odds, it has 1 out of 2 odds.
Got you.
So you're swapping 1 out of 2 for 1 out of 30.
You did good on that. It's like I got the concept and the answer. And the...
There you go.
It's like a sign of a genius.
Trouble is, by that point, a lot of numbers are off the board.
Sure.
And people just, you know, they just don't know what to do with themselves.
Also, right. They're on TV.
They're just stuck with that case. You know? So sometimes switching it feels like it might.
They've gone through so much with that case at that point.
Yeah. All right. So to settle this, like men, we are going to do a tiebreaker. This is a speed round, guys.
Okay.
I think. Let me read it. Okay, the winner is the first person who could tell me the name. Oh, I'm about to say it, so I'm going to say something that's going to lead. It's a question.
Okay.
And then first one to answer it.
Congrats, Griffin.
What? Well, listen.
My reflexes.
It's only to get to go first in Leonard Maltin game, and apparently you two are willing to swap.
I like tension. I like dramatic tension.
Okay, I'm going to drag this out then.
Cool.
Name the second highest grossing Batman movie.
The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight Rises.
That is correct. You weren't playing, Billy. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear about that.
That was clear.
That was a tiebreaker between those two guys. But he still got in there faster than Sam after being told the answer.
That's fine.
So Griffin gets to go first in. It's making a return today, obviously. The Leonard Maltin game. Oh my God, I gotta pee so bad right now. Where's the nearest bathroom in this place? Right there? The bar? What? We got a spittoon. You know, flappers, 20s. Through that door there? Or through the exit door, and then there's one right there?
That.
All right. This will be interesting. I'm going to go to the bathroom, and I don't want to go to a commercial break because who likes ads? Could the three of you, amongst yourselves, tell us some impressions that you can do and do them?
Sure.
I mean, I wish I could be here for it, but maybe I'll be able to hear it in the bathroom.
Sure.
But I'll be right back, but I don't want to go to a commercial. So just
you got it.
See you soon.
Cool.
You could have said, "I'll be back," and done your
that could have been
Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger is so like that. I want ones that are like nobody does them impressions because then that'll teach us.
Okay, like Daniel Plainview from There Will Be Blood?
Yeah, I learned this from a comedian named Topher Riddle recently, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do Christopher Walken saying Billy's name.
Cool.
Ready? Billy Wayne Davis.
Pretty good.
Good.
You good?
Well, Christopher Walken, everybody.
You got started doing a lot of impressions, and
you did a lot
of impressions on Freaks and Geeks. I remember,
I did Kurt Shatner and Rod Serling.
Sure. But I guess at that age, were you working on learning them? Do you still kind of like sometimes try to?
No.
No.
I do them very sparingly, and it's always very unusual characters, like Daniel Plainfield. Would you care to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I'm gonna. It's a whole physical thing here while Doug's gone, and plus this will give me some energy.
It's
blood flowing to my head. All right. Sid, you're gonna stand in for Paul Dano here. I'm so excited for you. No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you have a straw, my straw goes all the way over here, then I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. That's it. That's the impression.
I gotta say, the physicality really did make it.
Really does
the posture
to it, right?
Was you had the old man Plainville crouch.
Yeah.
My one that I'm proud of is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh.
Because I feel like I hit on it, and I feel like I hadn't heard anyone else get to him yet. So it's gonna sound like I'm saying this because of your prize bag, but this is the line that I used to get into him from Inception. Everyone has their particular totem. My totem is a loaded die. Only I know the exact weight and size of that loaded die.
That's good.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's good because like I was immediately annoyed by you.
That's the thing. I was like, what?
That's like genius.
I want to recommend you add some physicality to it next time. It really sells.
I know. I do a little bit of the sweat
and the squint,
but I haven't gotten him standing yet. Okay. I only have a sitting JGL.
Okay.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, my wife does her mother, like, and sometimes she does it so well it makes me mad. And I'm like, all right, you gotta stop. I don't feel good right now. She's like, thank you so much.
Thanks for filling in, you guys.
Happy to do it, Doug.
They nailed it.
Yeah, you didn't do an impression?
I'm not an actor.
Well, I don't think you have to be an actor.
I can do like, damn it, Bobby. Can do most of what Mike Judge can do from a similar area.
Can you do that guy that nobody understands what he's saying?
Oh yeah, like Boomhauer.
Yeah,
Boomhauer. Dang old man. In a world where love is against the law, that's my favorite line from that show.
Propane. That's my word that I was
propane
saying.
Propane accessories.
All right, well, great job filling in before this very exciting. I know everybody's still listening because everybody's so excited for the Leonard Maltin game. So let me pull it out of the bag. I've got some categories prepared. Now, Sam, where do you have a preference between the category where I don't reveal what the category is until you pick it, or would you rather just know straight up? I mean, you get the laughs either way.
Oh, I love knowing.
Yeah?
Yeah, it helps me, you know, I guess zone in when you say it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you don't get to go first anyway.
I'm aware.
Still just checking in with you because I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know you've played the most.
No, it's fine.
The most of any person.
I hope that's not true.
I can't believe it wouldn't be. Because now I only drag it out when you're here.
All right.
Your category options, Griffin, and then, so we've been going it'll go Griffin, then Sam, then Billy.
All right.
But everybody should pay attention. Your options, Griffin, are four-letter word. That's a movie, the title is just four letters. There's no such thing as a country. That's movies with the name of a country in the title. And the Emma Dilemma, that's movies based on Jane Austen books. The category all of these dudes are probably gonna dive at. Which one do you like, Griffin?
Well, my friend Becca was the one clapping for Emma Dilemma.
It's okay, you can do what you want.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna do four letter word, please.
All right. And this is a movie with four letters in the title. Two stars from Leonard. in the year 2313.
2313?
Sorry, you guys. The year is 30,000, oh, no. 5,200, and 2013.
Bit of a blind spot for me.
2013, two stars. I think, yeah, I think Leonard was in a bad mood that year. he says this movie is frequently irritating.
Wow.
Yeah. And he says the visuals recall an episode of TV's Batman show from the 80s.
But
60s, sorry.
He's saying that in a derogatory way?
The Batman from the 80s? Is that a typo? Anyway, that's what Leonard wrote, or one of his minions.
Is that where, when Leonard saw it? It was the 80s.
15 names.
15 names.
Are listed.
Four-letter word.
By Mr. Malton.
15 names.
Yeah.
I'm gonna half it. I'm gonna say 7.
Opening bid, 7 names.
Sloppy math, but odd number.
Sam gets to say name that movie or bid lower on this 2013 frequently irritating, something to do with looking like TV's Batman. I mean, there's only been one TV's Batman, so
yeah,
it must be.
The
White says it. I think it does say 60s. I gotta wear my reading glasses.
All right.
I gotta get and then wear some reading glasses.
Well, Griffin, I know you came here to play, so go ahead, Griffin. You can name that movie in 7 names.
Okay.
See what happens, Billy? You're just sitting there and can't do nothing about this.
I got no sense of what it is right now, so I'm banking on some names.
Okay. Your 7 names are... Wait a second, let me double check something here. I want to make sure I'm reading from the right direction.
Wait, am I playing this?
No, you just... unfortunately, it didn't... They both moved so fast...
Okay.
That you're shut out, but in the next round you get to start things off. So.
I do feel like the little guy when my two big friends are fighting. I'm like, oh shit! I don't know how I'm gonna stop this.
But also, I speak for Sam here as a fellow little guy. That's how we feel in every other area of our lives, especially when it comes to fighting.
I'm gonna walk
fighting.
You guys to your car.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Right now I'm like, oh, it's scary.
Well, check this out.
Okay.
Griffin, your 7 names are Bradley Whitford, Mickey Summer, Freddie Rodriguez, Joel David Moore, Donald Logue, Stana Katic. Did I say that right, Sam?
I don't know.
She's on that show with that guy.
Okay.
And Ryan Hurst.
Huh.
Yeah, is it Stana Katic? She was on the show with Nathan Fillion. Thank you.
It's Bradley Whitford right at the bottom of that list.
Yeah, interesting, huh?
Interesting. Kind of like a relief pitcher. Bring Bradley in the bottom of the ninth. A 4-letter word movie that is frequently irritating and recalls what I would think of as the perfect aesthetic values of the 1960s Batman TV show.
This is a rough one.
This is a rough
one. I'm not gonna lie. I appreciate you, coming out swinging.
Yeah. I'm literally now, my thought process is, think of a 4-letter word.
That's part of the problem. The category is called 4-letter word.
Right.
Because there are 4 letters in the title of this movie.
Right. I'm going to say...
No audience guesses, please. It's very suspenseful.
Someone just felt like they figured it out.
Maybe.
There was a sound of
fear. I don't think they did, but maybe they did. This one, I would not have gotten this one.
I didn't make that noise.
Okay. I'm gonna take a guess trying to decipher your last little hint.
I mean, it's been the same hint, but probably saying it again could have helped you.
Right. 4-letter words.
No, that's the name of the category.
Right.
The category is movies that have a title that has four letters in it.
Yeah.
So a movie that has 18 letters also has four letters in it. I'm making this too complicated. But.
Oh, so it could be any title.
What? I mean, it's gotta, you gotta say the right title.
But it could have any number of letters in the words?
No, this movie
this
title.
This thing has broken my brain. Okay.
I know. Yeah. That's what's annoying about it, is once you hear it, you're gonna go, oh, yeah, okay, now I get what he was driving at.
Right.
But I'm also can't just sit here and give it away, because
okay.
I'm apoplectic on the other end.
I'm gonna take a guess. And I might be wildly wrong. Is it ACOD?
Oh, see, you did figure it out.
It was the right line of thinking.
You cracked the code.
Okay.
Yeah, but the movie's called Sam.
I have no idea.
Oh.
CBGB.
Oh, wow.
Right?
No.
That is a tough one.
Wow.
Yeah, nice
wow.
try, though, that you came up with ACOD. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
That was Adult Children of Divorce.
Yeah.
Adam Scott movie?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, amazing pull. Like, you've lost better than most people do.
I will say that CBGB's movie, which I've watched maybe 5 minutes of, is weirdly styled like a comic book.
And frequently irritating, obviously, because
yep.
it got you out in 5 minutes.
Yep.
But starred the great Alan Rickman, so I always meant to watch it. But I never did. Is he good in it? Did you see it? No, nobody saw it.
It's on our list. It's on our Netflix queue.
Is it really?
It will be now.
Oh, neat. Okay, so that means that Sam is on the board with 1 point. This is a game where all you gotta do is get 2 points and you're the winner.
So
now it's time for Billy to step up. Of course, Billy, we switch the order around each time, so Billy's not only going first, he's going right into Sam Levine, who gets to go second, and then Griffin. Billy, pick a category. Between your options are Great Scots. That's the films of Tony or Ridley or some guy named Ken Scott.
Not Michael Scott?
The Agent Scorn movie is not that. Scorn. Another category is the Penis Game, and that's movies with dick in the title. Or Drunk Their Story, like Drunk History, that's movies featuring alcohol consumption, which I guess happens in many movies, but it's featured in this movie. What do you think, Billy? Great Scots, Penis Game, Drunk Their Story.
Great Scots.
Okay. This motion picture came out in, coincidentally, 2013.
Whoa.
2.5 stars from Leonard. I told you, that year he was unhappy.
2.5 stars?
2.5. He calls this movie manipulative. From the word go. I don't know why I didn't include that part, because that's a great sentence. Manipulative from the word go.
It's hard to manipulate from the start.
I mean, immediately manipulating is really, that's manipulation. And he also calls it a modern day fable. And he lists 10 names. How many names do you think you can get this in? Billy Wayne.
2.
What?
Name that.
Everyone got
Hang
mad
on a second.
That was awesome.
Yeah, everybody's upset. We got to talk you through this. It's Sam just jumped in on you like a
fucking
wild animal
deal.
on a poor, lonely.
You guys.
Yeah.
You made the team.
Yeah. No. Let's. We got to rewind here a second.
More than two.
I like that. That's a good starting point, but let's get a more specific number.
7.
So if I name two, I'm just going to name two of the most smallest parts.
Oh, you can just
parts.
Name any motherfucker, right?
What?
You can just name any, but not any, but in the movie, right?
That's what I'm saying, is you want those top three or four names, like as you saw our friend Griffin here, he just heard the supporting cast and bit players and didn't really get to the juice. Do you think Alan Rickman would have given it away for you? Or
it would have. I would have figured it out with that. And Joel David Moore, I know, played Joey Ramone in that movie.
Oh, really?
Because he was also auditioning against us for that sitcom success.
Wait, what? Who was?
Joel David Moore.
Oh, yeah, he was there, wasn't he?
Yes.
Oh, I like him.
Oh.
Yeah, he's the robot man and Grandma's Boy.
Oh, he's the funniest.
So funny in that.
So funny.
He's really good in Dodgeball, too. You didn't get Dodgeball, Sam?
No, I love Dodgeball.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah.
It's a true underdog story.
Say what?
It's a true underdog story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, full
Steven
title.
Roots
full title. All right, so in the interest of making this game last a little longer...
Can I do seven?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Even more than seven.
Because, as I suggested backstage, 10 names is a great way to start.
10 names?
Because you're moving the ball away from you, and you don't have to...
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no, you're fine. You're
Sam doesn't like this part.
He's like...
Should we, Sam, do you want to just go back to his initial wager?
Of course not.
And then we'll just do impressions for the rest of the show?
No, of course not, Doug.
Or do you want to play to 3 points?
No. Why are we changing all the rules?
Because Billy is really ruining everything.
Oh, Billy ruins everything. I love that show on True TV.
No, they passed on it.
But he's ruining it by making it better.
Yeah.
Because we have the time, and you guys both are very cocky about this.
I'm not cocky at all. In fact,
you already have a point.
Take all 10. Go ahead, Nate.
I'll do all 10.
Oh, shit. Well, wait. What just happened? Okay.
He hit me.
Wow.
But then, Sam, he's not going to get the answer, and then you are going to win.
With all 10 names?
Yeah, that's the idea is... Okay, we'll play to three. We'll play to
okay,
three.
Okay, fine.
Can I try?
Yeah, of course.
What
of
if
course
I
you can
out
try.
I'm like, oh, I got it.
But I was just seeing it go the other way, him bidding 10, and then the responsible thing to do, the thing you do if you're trying to win,
right,
is not give him all 10 and bid whatever you're going to bid.
Sure, but in this particular scenario, based on the clues you give, I don't have the faintest idea what this movie is, so me bidding any number of names...
Oh,
is
so
going to put me out of contention.
You don't think
for,
you can get it in 9 names?
Probably not. You'll say the name and I'll go, oh yeah, that. But based on everything you said so far, I don't have anything.
I barely gave you anything.
Exactly.
It's a big movie. You'll know it based on 6 or 7 of the names.
Do it.
It's all right. Let me.
Definitely putting this game out to pasture for good.
Aw.
Well, because it's just this shit happens every time. Well.
This is going to get so exciting. Thrilling shit.
Just, just real quick, I'm going to test my blood pressure real quick. Yeah. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh no, now I'm too tense to do it. Now that I broke it. Thank you. Thanks, nurse. All right, so.
Do you have a stethoscope? I can do it the old fashioned way.
What does that mean?
Well, that's how they take
through a stethoscope, they can tell you what your
BP is. Of course, that's how they've done it for years, for decades.
Why do they do this?
Let's see, you can do it at home without a stethoscope.
Oh, but why do they do it in the hospital 50 times a day?
Why
with
they,
this instead
oh,
of a stethoscope?
Oh, because it's easier. I just meant if you're in a doctor's
easier.
Office.
Yeah.
It's because then the nurse doesn't have to stand there and
do it. 1001.
Oh, well, yeah, it takes forever. Check this shit out.
Right.
It's so fast, except if you break it right before you try to use it.
That's right. Beeping.
Oh, but it's not. Hurry, plug it in.
Can we see, guess what number you're going to get?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say 148 over 90.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Okay.
Well, we're getting to them.
Do I want
to
go higher or lower than that? It's my challenge here. Do you have the number, Doug?
Huh?
Do you have the number? Are we still calculating?
Oh, yeah. It's still doing the thing. Yeah. It's real tight around my arm right now. Deciding my fate. But that's the interesting thing about blood pressure is like you take it a couple minutes later and you're going to get probably a different number. Mm. And sometimes it varies wildly, you know.
Tough game.
Yeah, one time my weed doctor, I had high blood pressure because I had coffee right before I went on in, and he made me talk to him for 20 minutes and then took my blood pressure again and then gave me a prescription for weed. And that made me make it feel like it was really legit.
Yeah, see, it's super up there according to this, but I'll take it again in a few minutes so people don't panic, but it's 178 over 130.
You have to lay down if that number's accurate.
No, that's the idea, Sam. I have extremely high blood pressure. I was just in the hospital for a few days,
oh,
and
no.
They took my blood pressure every hour.
And it was that high?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, but it comes down. That's
okay.
The thing. It's,
okay.
There's no reason to panic.
All right.
It'll come down in a few minutes, but if it doesn't,
I know
exactly where the hospital is.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so we're going to be good.
I think it's a very exciting game.
Right?
Yeah.
I should just do this every time.
Stakes
like,
have never felt
what's
higher.
Doug's blood pressure?
You're worried about your diet.
You did up the stakes. We're like, I could have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
If you keep fucking this up.
I mean,
unless
I know where it is.
Unless you can get this movie in 10
minutes.
I got it.
But yeah, so I'm
sorry I said two and almost killed you.
It really upset me. I mean, but what a great, that's going to be right on the top of your Twitter bio.
What was the cause of death?
Killed Doug Benson with my...
Billy Wayne Davis thought he could get it in two.
My bad game strategy. All right, so which one did we decide we're going to do?
He's going to do 10.
Okay.
Give him all the names.
Because Sam doesn't know. I feel like if he did, he wouldn't act like he did. Like I feel like he'd be like, one.
He would know it if he heard some of these names. But, and we'll find that out in a minute. where'd it go? What was the category called?
Great Scott. Scots.
Oh, there it is. Here's your 10 names. Adam Charles Barat, Britt Robinson, Jack Rayner, David Patton, Bobby Moynihan, Simon Delaney, Andrej Blumenfeld, Colby Smulders, Chris Pratt, and Vince Vaughn in the leading role. The film is called... Billy?
Man, I don't fucking know. After, there's like a while...
Can you think of a Vince Vaughn movie?
Yeah,
go from that angle?
Like, after he stopped trying to... when he stopped being funny, I stopped caring.
That's right when this movie came out.
I know, that's why I'm like, I know when it is, I don't know what it's called, because I was like, I remember seeing it and being like, I don't care.
He's been in and out of funny. He started off funny in Swingers, and then he made tons of dramas before he went back to comedy with Old School.
Yeah, I mean, he was the bad guy in Rudy. one of the bad guys.
He and Johnny Favs.
I don't know.
It was a really good try, though. Sam, what's it called?
It's called The Delivery Man.
Yeah, it is.
But I would have needed Vince Vaughn's name to get that.
Right, I know. It is a tough one.
I saw that movie, too.
See, I'm already down to 160 over 121.
Oh, good.
It already changed that much.
Your systolic...
Just the soothing voice of Billy Wayne Davis not knowing the answer really comforted me. But I'll do it again one more time later, because that's still on the high side.
Don't shake your... Yeah,
don't point
at
people and judge them for not knowing...
Liars.
For knowing Delivery Man.
I'm mad at myself.
You know, that's that movie where the guy went to the sperm bank a bunch of times because they paid him, and then all the kids decided to get together and be mad at him.
Yeah, every single sperm took is the premise of that movie, right?
Yeah, he has got potent seed.
Yes.
I mean... That's possible, though, right? Wasn't it based on, a true thing?
Well, there are a couple things like that, but they're usually very upsetting.
No, like, what it is usually, because I just did a podcast about this, it happens more than you think because doctors, fertility doctors do it because there's a better percentage because it's fresh sperm, because frozen sperm is lower.
Exactly.
And then they make more money if they make it
either.
Go. It doesn't. It doesn't wiggle.
They keep microwaving all that frozen sperm.
just doesn't wiggle in your mouth. Like,
yeah. It loses a certain consistency.
This is a fun podcast.
Yeah. Mouthfeel.
But it happens way more than everyone thought because these doctors never thought DNA would happen.
Right.
And then I just imagine one day they're walking through CVS and saw one of the DNA kit. They're like, oh shit. This is not good for me and my army.
All right, Griffin is up first on this next round, and it goes to Sam again. So it's you're already in the fire.
This is
Sam has 2 points, but we're playing to three.
Yeah, okay.
Just because that's the kind of time we have.
Gotta go big or go home.
Yeah,
I mean I'm gonna go home either way, but I gotta go big.
This is a sequel to a category that I did that's earlier in this. It might come back later, but. The category is called You Don't Have to Know the Answer, But It Would Be Cool If You Did. And that's the films of Matthew McConaughey. And then, oh shit, running out of ammo. Okay, It's Always Someone from Philadelphia. It's movies featuring someone from the cast of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Principal cast?
Principal cast?
I thought this was going to
be the film Philadelphia.
Yeah, I was like, man, that's dark as hell.
And then Colors, Colors, Colors. And that is movies with a color in the title.
Wow.
Yeah, so you got Colors, McConaughey, or whatever that other one was.
Okay.
People from Always Sunny.
Colors, McConaughey, Always Sunny. And we're talking the main gang in terms of Always Sunny. We're not talking about like Rickety Crickets showing
no,
up.
No follow up questions at this time.
Oh boy. Okay. I am going to go with Be a Lot Cooler If You Did.
Yeah.
Films of McConaughey.
All right.
That's an impression.
That is, I can do that one because it's the same as Mike Judge. We're from the same fucking area.
Can you fall backwards into a pool in a nice suit?
I would love to do that.
That's another thing McConaughey does. You can do that.
I like to do the commercial
while I was in the hospital.
I like to breathe with my mouth open.
He looks around a little bit like I'm about to do the craziest thing. And then he just falls backwards into the pool in his clothes. They don't even see him get out. Because that's the embarrassing part when you walk out like a wet dog. You can't shake it off like a dog can. You stand there all wet. He's like, do you have a towel?
I want to have a party. I mean, it'd be cool if you did. Show up in a wet suit. People are like,
that
what's
just
happening?
Looks like you're really nervous.
He's not even invited.
What's happening?
The Matthew McConaughey category?
Yeah.
Griffin.
Okay.
We went to a fun place.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
I felt like I was at that party. You made it come alive for me.
Thank you.
We're going deeper in the years. This is the year 2006.
Okay.
2.5 stars from Leonard for a movie that is pleasant enough. That's your clue.
That's the one clue.
Mm-hmm.
From 2006. How many?
Pretty much what I say about most McConaughey movies.
Uh-huh.
Pleasant enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he also says it's a comedy. I'll give you that.
Okay.
How many names do you think you get it in, Griffin Newman?
Go Big or Go Home? I'm going negative two names.
Negative two names.
Whoa!
I think I know what it is, and
it's
if I'm wrong,
finally happening.
I go out with glory.
Bringing some excitement out of this.
Whatever you want.
Sam, he went negative two.
On the edge of their seats.
Do you think you can go deeper, or do you want to go ahead and let him,
2006, negative
let him get a point, and then we'll have to continue playing?
Or I could do what so many other contestants on this game have done to me after I make a perfect bid. But that's a shitty thing to do, isn't it?
What is it?
Oh, I could say negative four, knowing I can't get it, and then Billy gets the point, and Griffin and his perfect bid can just go away.
Yeah!
You could do that.
I could. Let me think about this. Let me see if I can go negative three, in fact.
Would you like someone to carve a sculpture of you in that position?
I really, truly would.
He looks like the thinker right now.
Yeah.
He's in a very pensive...
What are you thinking? Sucks, because I also think I know what movie it is and would go negative two on it. Oh, I want you guys to fight to the death.
See, I feel like I got four other people in this movie, and I couldn't think of what the order would be for the next four.
Yeah, so
if it is, in fact.
If it is that same movie, I am going to say negative three.
Oh, shit!
Wow. And it's not. I'm not throwing it away. I really think I have a decent...
You got a handle on this?
Yeah.
So, Billy, all you got to do to say to Sam is name that movie, and Sam is going to have to... Name the film, and then the top three billed people in the same order that they're listed by Leonard and then transcribed into this book by a complete stranger. A guy, I kind of know him, he comes to shows, but a guy just gave this to me, and I come up with the category names, but he gives me everything else.
I think I can name it in negative. I'm just kidding. I'm just about you guys are like, I won't kill it. Sam, name it.
Is the movie Failure to Launch, starring Matthew McConaughey, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Terry Bradshaw?
Wow, that was impressive. First of all, a round of applause for that guess. But unfortunately, it goes Matthew McConaughey, Sarah Jessica Parker,
Kathy Bates,
Zoe Deschanel. Zoe D. That new girl got in your way there, Sam.
Yeah, she did.
But you made a nice stab at it, and I appreciate you making it exciting.
I tried.
And yeah, and that means Billy Wayne is on the board with 1 point. Newman, what's going on?
I don't know.
All right, well, it's going to be between you and Billy now, because you get to go first again. And then it goes to Billy. I got to scare
So I could win if you guys keep fucking up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That is a good strategy.
Thank you.
That's why I was telling you earlier that, you know, don't ever think you're out of this thing just because you don't know anything.
It's been most of my life.
Griffin,
mm-hmm.
Category is called X-Ray, and that's movies with X in the title. Or a song by Ray Charles on the soundtrack. Not sure if there's any that are both. Or would you like Lando or Sea? And that's movies that take place at sea or have Billy Dee Williams in them. And the third one is... find another one. Oh, shit. We're back to It's Always Sunny. It's always someone from Philadelphia, so that category that we discussed earlier, and you passed on it then.
I'm going to take it now. It feels like fate.
Okay.
That we meet again.
I like your attitude. And oh, shit, the thing went off. I don't know what my blood pressure was. You really got to look at the results. Okay. So Leonard says about this movie, it's from 2011. He gives it 2.5 stars. He says it has some solid laughs. And a kind of raunchiness we've come to expect. There's more to that thought, but I'll leave it at that.
We've come to expect it.
Yeah. And he lists 16 names.
Wow. Big cast.
Yeah.
2011.
2.5 stars.
We expected the raunchiness. It didn't catch us by surprise. We knew it was going to be there. 15 names. I'm going to say.
Oh, shit. It's 6 o'clock. We're out of time.
Are we really?
Thank you, everybody, for coming. No, we don't have to wrap it up that quick. But we are strangely out of time for a show where I felt like I was stretching. I really want this game to continue so that we can make it to 6, and now we're here.
I feel like I'm gonna do the same move. I mean, once again, like gotta go all out. I'm gonna go -2 names.
This is -2.
I'm gonna do -2 names.
I think you're in good shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me?
Billy.
Name it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Good call.
Because we got it at 6.
So he's got a name in the movie and the top 2 billed individuals. Good luck.
I believe, I hope, I pray that the movie is entitled Going the Distance and it stars Drew Barrymore and Justin Long.
That is incorrect.
Oh, you idiot.
Who from Always Sunny is in that?
Charlie Day.
Oh, okay.
It's the best friend.
Same case here. It's the top 2 billed to be Jason Bateman and,
yeah, horrible bosses.
And Charlie
horrible
Day
bosses.
And horrible bosses. As Sam already figured out. Yes, so that means that Billy has 2 points, Sam has 2 points, and we've got to do a tiebreaker.
Wow.
Oh, no, actually, let's just, you guys okay for a few more minutes?
Yeah.
Is Flappers okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go, we're going long. We're going live. Stop the hammering. Colors. Oh, who do I... Sam was out of that skirmish, so he gets to start us off, and then he goes right at Billy. Colors. So this could end right here, Griffin, I'm sorry to say.
I mean, I'm going to see whatever mind games I can play to extend it.
That's movies with a color in the title. Getting Some Tail, that's movies based on fairy tales.
Okay.
And Cable Billing, and that's movies featuring Josh Brolin.
Huh, let's go colors.
We all love is Cable and Deadpool 2. Movies with a color in a title. Leonard gives this movie 3.5 stars. It is from 2013.
Every movie is
ever popular. We had a 2006 and a 2011. So out of 3 or 4 movies, it has been every movie. I got to check my blood pressure again. He calls this movie fascinating. Okay, Leonard. And he says that it has flashbacks. He says they're telling flashbacks, as opposed to those flashbacks that are not there for any reason. And he lists 11 names. How many can you get it in, Sam the Man?
Ten names.
Okay, interesting bid by an interesting bidder. Billy?
Name it.
Keep it in sporting. I appreciate it, Billy.
That's the only move I have.
You're going to get this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll see.
We're going to have to get you and Griffin in a room to settle this.
I feel so. I've never felt more shame.
You know,
my entire
but
life.
You know how Sam often feels in this game.
I do. No, I do.
The timing is you get shut out.
I know. I know.
It's.
I just know more about movies.
It's rough.
That is also true. That is also true. It's irrefutable now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The game doesn't. It's like politics.
I just tried to do my blood pressure test again, and it says error.
Oh no! Yes, you have no blood pressure.
That's how bad it is.
Oh no!
He said it's like fuck it.
It's just like err.
Oh yes, that might mean it. Might mean that it might not mean error.
You got bear blood.
Earned run average. Sam.
Mm-hmm.
10 names.
Yep.
Raise your hand when you know it.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess it's gonna be by name number 6.
Mm.
Be honest.
All right.
Aiden, Aaron, the guy who played Han Solo.
Alden Ehrenreich.
How do you say it?
Alden Ehrenreich.
Ehrenreich. Max Casella.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Blanchard. Michael Stuhlbarg. Peter Sarsgaard. Louis C.K.
Uh-huh.
That's where I thought you'd get it by that point.
Uh-huh.
You know, that frequent movie actor, Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Uh-huh.
One of our finest.
Bobby Cannavale.
Uh-huh.
Sally Hawkins.
Uh-huh.
And Alec Baldwin.
And the movie is Blue Jasmine.
Yeah, when did you think of it?
Well, I
right
thought
at Alec Baldwin?
Oh, sorry, no, Dice Clay, but I...
Yeah, that's what I meant. You I got was, him 7. I do.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm very tired.
Yeah, I got to test my blood pressure.
Okay.
All right, so that means that Sam is our winner today.
Oh, 3-point victory. Feels so empty.
Yeah, who are we delivering the prizes to, Sam?
Oh, Steve Z. Sam, also a fellow Sam.
Steve, do you mind running up on stage and grabbing your prize bag?
Okay.
And or Sam, help him out, but be very careful with it because the bottom has got a hole and it's heavy stuff, so it's just going to all fall out everywhere. And congratulations, dude. That's what happens when you Photoshop Sam onto a movie poster for a film he wasn't in.
Damn right.
Yeah. You win stuff. What do you got to plug, Sam?
Oh, well, of course, DC Daily. You can see it 5 days a week. It's in front of the paywall on DC Universe and Wizard World Comic Con. I'll be in Columbus, Ohio this upcoming weekend, and then Madison, Wisconsin the following weekend, and then Austin, Texas the second weekend of November. Come see me. Say hello.
Whoa. Going some cool places. Billy Wayne Davis, what's coming up for you, dude?
I will be in Eugene, Oregon, in Salem, Oregon, I guess this coming up weekend, and the Adult Swim Festival in L.A. in November.
Oh, that's fun.
That is going to be fun.
What do you do on Adult Swim?
I'm hosting the Squidbillies show, which is Billy Joe Shaver is going to play, and then Dana Snyder is going to do some puppet stuff.
Okay, that sounds bad.
He's the voice of
Let's do some puppet stuff.
It's like dirty puppets.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I was kind of right.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, puppets just start off dirty because they've got a hand up their ass.
Yeah, and he does funny
just from
voice.
Jump, they're already it's already sexual to me.
I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that. So
don't worry about it. You're good.
You guys will be there.
Griffin Newman?
I will be retreating to Nicaragua to question my life decisions leading up to this failure today. Processing my shame of getting 0 points on the board.
Well, you would have had one, but I shot for the moon.
That is true. No, I do a podcast called Blank Check with Griffin and David, which, of course, Alec, who I've always supported and always trusted, is a Patreon subscriber to. We pick a director who has had massive success. Success, Blank Check status at some point in their career, and we go through all their movies one at a time. So we're finishing up Miyazaki and going into Jonathan Demme imminently. And the tick is very canceled, but it's very visible on Amazon until Jeff Bezos decides it's not. So please watch it. And I'm
you shouldn't
on.
Have said his name.
I shouldn't have said his name.
Is that what happens if you say his name? He smites you.
He's always listening either way, though, and he picks up when you infer it. Ooh. He's got ears everywhere.
That's smart.
I'm on a show called Our Cartoon President on Showtime, which is an animated series about the Trump family, a family that we don't hear enough about. And I play Jared Kushner because I am typecast as a scared, spineless Jewish man in my career.
What's up, bro?
Yep.
Yo.
That's the wheelhouse,
good
baby.
Good looking out, man.
Yep.
Were you up for that one, Sam?
Oh, I'm up for everything. Griffin and I are always up for the same parts. Because there's only, there's only three shorter, nerdish looking Jewish guys in Hollywood.
That's what was so frustrating about seeing Joel David Moore in that room. I was like, you open this up to tallies?
Yeah.
I assume if I'm in this room, it's a clear 5'7 ceiling on this role. You've already bought the wardrobe and you couldn't go with a stretch. Sam and I will be competing for the rest of our lives.
Yep.
Who's that third one that you mentioned? The third guy like you guys?
Oh, I don't know. Shia LaBeouf, maybe?
Yeah.
All right.
That guy gets everything.
That's not true.
It's not true. It used to be.
You didn't have somebody in mind when you said that?
No, I was just, I didn't want to make it just the two of us. There's got to be a third guy.
Yeah.
Danny Strong.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah,
I was up for creating Empire, and then it came down to me and him. And then
he moonlights as writing and directing the thing, so I don't know if he's auditioning much, but, he's good. I like him.
He's great.
You think he can, do you have his number?
Yeah.
Can you get him on here?
Sure.
He directed Game Change on HBO.
He did, yeah. Oh, no, I don't think he directed, he wrote it.
Wrote it.
Yeah, he wrote Game Change and Recap.
He won awards for writing it.
He did.
Yeah.
He lives in New York.
Oh, it was directed by Susanna Hoffs' husband.
Yes.
That's what I call him.
Oh, nice.
Mr. Hoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he likes it.
It's very progressive that way.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's see. What else did I want to say? Douglas Movies returns to the San Jose Improv on November 16th at 4:20. And all you got to do is go to you know where for deets and dates and stuff. And thanks, you guys. One more time for all my guests, Sam Levine,
Flappers,
the continuing champion of the Leonard Maltin game, Billy Wayne Davis.
I got second.
Came in second place against all odds. And Griffin Newman, I want to bring you back for a rematch.
Anytime.
Maybe not on this podcast, but maybe we'll have you both on Getting Dug with High and play Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah, come to my kingdom.
Oh, that would be funny. All right, everybody. Thanks, Flappers. As always, positive energy.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in